Hi, this is Quinny. To return a phone call with Amore Equipment Finance. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling because I wanted to check on my PPP status because it's taking you guys forever to pay me.
What's your application ID number?
Read it right now for you. It's a pain. Give me one second. I thought I had it written down right here. I don't know what I did. I'm gonna pull it up. Oh boy. It's 423-169-9213.
First and last name.
Tremaine Wilson.
Happy to verify the last four of your social.
4498.
One moment. Okay, so we have your documents in your e-sign. We're just waiting on your account to be funded. Now, I do know we did have an increase of applications that were not expected. So it's taking accounting a little longer than usual to process the final and get the accounts funded. At this moment, go ahead.
What happened?
I said due to
I'm
we did
trying to
have.
find out because I was told that I could find out Monday exactly where my payment's at. Y'all keep telling me a bunch of lies. Like, you know, I know they probably told you to say that, but y'all had the money E-Train before April 26th. It's not that hard to send an ACH. Like, everybody in the world, if they can read, they know what an ACH is, but I think most people can't. But I know y'all got my money electronic transfer. Y'all got an E-Trans system to get my money from SBA on April 26th, and I need more answers because y'all keep telling me something different. Whoever I talk to next time is going to tell me wait 2 to 3 more days and you should have it, or give us a call and I'm going to be able to locate it and tell you exactly where everything's at. But I already got a PPP loan, and I've even helped other people who got them, and they done got approved through companies in May. In May, and they just signed promissory notes a few days ago, and they're getting paid. So y'all gotta stop giving me the BS and tell me what's up with it, because I signed a promissory note on April 26th. Ain't no way in the world it should take that long to do an ACH transfer. I need better answers, because y'all wasting my time. And we're supposed to have it by law within 10 days. Everything y'all telling everybody is a bunch of crap. No matter about no queue or nobody being held up, an ACH transfer do not take longer than two weeks. So I want to know if I can talk to somebody who can get this thing going, because y'all feed me a bunch of crap. Then I'll be waiting till Monday because they don't come through on Saturdays and Sundays. So, like, y'all got to get my money out of that escrow account y'all make the interest off of and pay me, because I'm taking it legal. I don't really care. I got some money. Like, everybody else calling y'all, like, probably bugging y'all, begging y'all because they lied about this shit. I need to get my business started. Y'all annoying me. Anybody I can talk to that can get to the bottom of this? Because I'm sick of being lied to by y'all. Unfortunately, nobody telling me it's going to be another day, it's going to be another queue and all that bullshit. It wasn't no queue for y'all to get the money. Y'all been holding my money hostage since April 26th. Like, can you get somebody I can talk to? A manager or something? So I can get some answers, like, for real. Y'all can stop playing with me. Can play with everybody else. Y'all ain't gonna keep playing with me. You got any department I can have a lawyer call? Because I want to find out, like, how y'all can actually break the law and tell people this crap about a queue. Like, y'all got the money. Ain't no reason for no queue. Stop with the bull crap. Waking up, y'all tell me Monday it's going to be there. The 10th day it's going to be there. Then you try to add 20. Like, ain't no such thing as 20. Then y'all try to tell people it's business days. I already called the SBA and everything. Ain't no business days for this. Talk to the people about my EIDL and everything. Y'all a bunch of liars. So I need some accurate answers from somebody, please. So I can stop calling y'all and actually get paid and go on and do something with my business. Like, god damn. You going to be able to do that for me?
Okay. Now, unfortunately, sir, we don't have anyone for you to speak with at this time. I can create you a ticket.
So y'all lied to me, though?
Go ahead.
So they really lied to me and told me somebody, like, what's up with this? I'm glad I record conversations. The iPhone's amazing. Like, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. About how long is it going to be? Another 2 weeks? I'm going to get it after the program ends? Like, I just want to know.
So I can create you a ticket. I can have someone to call you back.
People
sir.
Signing promissory notes 2 days ago getting paid, and y'all can't pay me from April 26th. Get out of here. Is there another department? And can I have some information, like, as far as y'all corporate and legal, whatever? I'm tired of y'all annoying the hell out of me. You don't need to have customer service if they just make y'all push that F4, F5, and say nothing that's going to be helpful to anybody. Just tell y'all to tell them 10 more business days. When it's only 10 days, clearly, not even business days. Should have had it within a week.
So I'll go ahead and create you a ticket, and I can have someone to call you back, sir, in more depth of your application.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there
anything
else?
How long that's going to take, you think about?
Usually, sir, they'll get it around. Usually they come in around 8 a.m. Central Time.
All right, that's perfect. Thanks.
Is there anything?
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
No, they only could do only one thing and pay me. Like, yeah, I don't know what y'all talking about. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
hope
thanks a lot.
Have a great day. Stay safe.
Give me my damn money, you fucking bitch.